Praise his name. Let's all stand together, if you would. Let's just bow our heads. Lord, we thank you again. Another grand opportunity. Yeah. Father, and may we truly take advantage of every moment we have. Lord, to be able to gather and to, Lord, just to fellowship and to draw strength from one another. Lord, it's so good. Lord, but most of all, Lord, to hear your word. Lord, and to have you reveal it to us. Father, that's our prayer. Have your way now. Each and every heart, Lord, look into our hearts. And, Lord, see what we have need of. Meet my need is my prayer tonight, Lord. Just give us strength, Lord, that we may endure the rest of the week, Lord. We love you and appreciate you. Pray that you would have your way in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. You may be seated. Praise his name. Still loving tonight?
Yes,
amen. Amen. He's getting sweeter, ain't he?
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Let's turn to page 80, if you would. Or capstone books, it is. Sheltered in the arms of God.
Yes.
Praise his name. I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender.
And not a bird
mine, sheltered in his precious arms. Praise his holy name. Page 94, the same little book here. I believe he's coming back. Praise his name. Some people from the Lord are running. They say that he's not coming, but they don't understand what the word said of that day. Some believe it's just a fable, but I know coming back soon. Amen. Page 39, same book there, it looks like. I'll have a new life. Amen.
On the resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise, I'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Oh, sown in weakness, raised in power, ready to live in paradise. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home of God eternal, in the redeemed of God to stand. There'll be no more sorrow, no more pain.
Oh, think about it, hallelujah.
Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior. Oh, free from every imperfection, you all bursting, saints are shouting, heavenly beauty all around. Now, haven't you, Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Redeemed of God to stand. There'll be no more sorrow, no more pain, be no more strife. Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory land. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord. Amen. Sing that last verse. What a hallelujah morning when the voice of God shall sound. Have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Grace all bursting, saints are shouting, heavenly beauty all around. I'll have a new body,
praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Amen. I'll have a new home of love eternal, with the redeemed of God to stay. There'll be no more sorrow, no more pain. Of my Savior, ready to live in glory land. Everybody, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Amen. How are you looking forward to that day? Amen. He's only going to appear to those who are loving and longing for his appearance, saints. Amen. Pull on him, saints. Time's getting so short. Amen. Praise his name. Brother Josh, would you like to come up for the offering? Hallelujah. Yeah, that's the blessing, if you will.
Amen, dear Lord. What a blessed day that will be, oh God. For Lord, you'll come to take your bride away, Lord. It'll be worth every, Lord, a bit of trouble on this earth or anything we had to go through, Lord. Lord, that day, Lord, you come and take us home, Lord. It's going to be such a blessing, Lord. That's what we ought to strive for each and every day. Lord, this worth is not our home, oh God. Lord, just bless the remainder of the service, Lord. Lord, whoever brings thy word, Lord, give us revelation, Lord. More important than anything in this life. Lord Jesus, let's take it, Lord. Take it in, Lord, and live by it, Lord. That's because it is life, Lord. And we just ask you, Lord, this night once again to bless the offering, Lord. You have done so many times. Lord, just take and use it for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. Only for your glory and your honor, once again, we pray and we'll give you all the glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Can we sing a little chorus of I'm Going That Way? Psalm 59, I think we all know it. I'm going that way, and Jesus, the Savior I adore, he's with me each day. Amen.
I'm going that way. I'm going that way. And Jesus, the Savior I adore,
oh, hallelujah.
I'm clinging to him and never to stray. Yes, singing his praises all day long.
Saints.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How many have a request for him tonight? Amen. Something on your heart? Amen. Just hold it on your heart, saints. He knows what it is. Praise his holy name. Brother Steve, would you like to come up? Take it.
us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, as we stand here this evening, we know that you are the one true God. And Father, that you're the living God,
yes.
The great I am, the truth, the light and the way. And Father, we've seen over the years, Lord, and all back down through scriptures, that Father, you are Jehovah Jireh, the great provider. You are the great physician, yes. That he will heal all diseases, Lord, yes. All the things and problems in life. And Lord, we may be here this evening in these natural bodies yet, Lord, but Father, and some may be tired, some may be a little weary, some may be sick, Lord, and afflicted in some way. Some may have a financial need, some may have another type of need, maybe on the job, whatever it may be. But Lord, that you're the great provider of all of it, Lord, the one that'll take care of every situation. And Lord Jesus, tonight we believe even now as we ask, we'll receive it. And Father, we ask for these people that you would meet every need in their life. And may each one by faith, Lord, be able to stand there and claim what belongs to them. For Lord Jesus, this belongs to that elected seed of God. So we ask that you would bless each one now. Grant their heart's desires, our prayer. And we will give you all the glory and the honor for it. Lord, as we see these things fulfilled, may we never fail to give you the glory for it and honor and respect for it, Lord. In your holy, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask thee. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your grace.
Amen. Praise his holy name.
Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise his name. You have a song tonight, Karen? Does anyone else have a song?
Brother, you got one?
Amen. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Guess you got on your own.
that she sang that, because that one was burning my heart on the way to church. Set me on fire, Lord. Amen. Fire from above. Amen. Let that precious Holy Spirit come down on me. Make me tender, Lord. Make me soft and gentle. Lord, just make me just exactly like you. Amen. Just set us all on fire, Lord. Amen. There's only one can do that. And that's God himself. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't you love him? Amen. He's so precious and so glorious. Amen. We ought to be on fire for God. There ought to be an enthusiasm burning in our hearts for what God is doing in our hearts as an individual. That's right. Just think where we'd be if it wasn't for the grace of God that put a desire in our heart to serve him and love him and obey him. We'd be out there despondent, discouraged, wondering what's going to happen tomorrow, worried about what's going to take place tomorrow, maybe worried about the wife leaving and the husband leaving or the children doing this and children doing that. But, oh, my God, showers down his blessings on us. Amen. Said, I've got you in the palm of my hand. Oh, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Glory, hallelujah. I love him. Amen. He's so wonderful and so precious. Amen. Brother Josh. Amen. Glory. Amen. That's the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory. Then he must want our hearts set on fire. Amen. Fire from above. Not anything on this earth can do, but fire from above. The move of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen. Oh, he's so wonderful. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. He's so good. So good to know Jesus. Amen. As your personal Savior, your lover. Amen. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to ask Brother Timothy to come up this evening and deliver the word for us. Amen. Won't we all stand together now? Amen. Just sing a little chorus. Lord, I believe. Amen. You believe his word? Amen. Let's sing it together. Praise God. Lord, I believe.
Grateful to be here this evening. And Lord, your precious Holy Spirit that we feel all around us, Lord. And Lord, I just pray, oh God, if no one else here, Lord, feels that cry in her heart to be set on fire. Lord, ignite a flame in me, Lord, that can't be put out. Oh God, that we would be a tool in your hands, Lord. For this last day, oh God. Lord, we need you more than we've ever needed you before. Yes. And Lord, we just show us how to yield, Lord, and to give it all over to you. Yes. Lord, that you can receive the glory and the honor from each and everything that's done in our lives. Yes. Lord, we've just come tonight to let you have your way.
Yes, we did.
Lord, we commit this service into your hands. Amen. And Lord, just ask that your will would be done in all things. And we'll never fail to give you all the glory and the honor that's due you.
Amen.
In the blessed, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Don't you love him? Hallelujah. You know, it just seems like the cry in the heart. You know, I was thinking as he's coming to church and just sitting at home and you just, am I giving it my all? You know. Just makes you stop to think. I just got some scriptures tonight here. I'm just going to read a little bit, but each one of us, I pray, will find ourselves in there somewhere. And if there's a cry in our hearts, God will,
Amen.
Some way, you know, you just pray that it'll stir us just a little way somehow. Amen. While you're still standing, let's just turn our Bibles over to Matthew, the 13th chapter. Very familiar scriptures. Not something, things that we've heard over and over and over. But amen, let's just read them. And
amen. The words inspired.
Amen. Matthew 13th chapter, begin at the 44th verse there. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, that when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof go and selleth all that he hath, and he buyeth that field. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking a goodly pearls, who when he has found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. May the Lord add the blessings of his word. You may be seated.
Amen.
You know, we look around us and we see all this taking place in this last day. And sometimes it's so easy to cast your eye on someone else or something else that's taking place. But I wonder, as each of us sit here tonight as individuals, some of us are husband and wives. Some of us might be a son or daughter, mom, dad. We're all here together tonight. But I wonder if each one of us has found that pearl we were looking for. And you know that, and it oftentimes we reference it back to receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And there's nothing greater. But you know, when the baptism of the Holy Ghost is only the beginning of the walk with the Lord. And you know, as it says here, he sells all that you had. He sold all that he had to obtain this one thing. And as we look into the Word, and we can look into the Word tonight, and we can see many, many things that God's left for us. Many promises, many things he said that would be, that little bride would be. She would take place in her life. And as we follow along that, and we watch all this unfold, and as we grow older and day by day we come to church and we go home, we come to church and we go home, we go to work, it just seems like we're just rolling along. And it's easy to say, well, I've got the Word and I believe the message. I believe everything that prophet said. But is it living in me? Every word, is it living in you? You know, I might be able to look over somebody and say, well, they flat rejected that word. But one word lacking in my life, one word puts me on the same plane as that does. And that's just what I wonder tonight. If I really sold out, if I give my all, is something pulling in my heart to give my all, to see that I go all the way with this? And real quick, we'll just turn over here to, I'm just going to read this scripture. It's in 1 Corinthians 9, in the 24th verse. Amen. You know, it's just something to think about. You know, we're here. And you know, when someone goes to seeking, you take someone in life that's seeking anything. I've never wanted a pearl, but just something that came across my mind this evening. It just seemed like it fell into place and just kind of fit. But you take me in life, I like to hunt, and there's many of us here that do. And you know, as we hunt and each year rolls around, we only get so many months to get out in the woods. And you know, someone that really likes to hunt, you know, they're out there to get a trophy. They're out there looking for this buck, maybe if that's their point in hunting. But they're looking for this thing. And they get out there to a hunter, I tell you, it's no matter how much it costs to get there where you're going to hunt this thing. And it don't matter how much you have to spend or what you got to sacrifice. We'll miss 2 or 3 days worth of work to make sure we get in the woods for this one opportunity. And I know, because this is something that I have done. I've experienced this. That's a something I like to do, and I'm willing to pay this price or whatever. And you'll go set in the cold and freeze to death. And it sounds so funny, because when you stop to think about what you're doing. But it don't matter. It's something the flesh likes to do. And there's a desire in there to do it, and that desire will drive you to set out there through rain, sleet, snow. It don't matter. And many of you can relate. It's what you want to do. And that's the way it is. When you go, it doesn't matter. You're looking for this deer or whatever we'll just use. And you're willing to pay whatever price you've got to pay to get that opportunity. But magnify that by a million times to what God has placed in your heart now.
Amen.
When God began to deal with my heart, it didn't matter what got in my way. There was something, it really, everything else lost its importance to me. You know, it didn't matter on anything of whether what it was in life. You know, you still went to work, but all day long at work, it was a driving force in your mind. Lord, what of this? And then you find the Lord, and you know when God leads you along, and then you come to an obstacle in life, and all of a sudden maybe there's something else arises, and you begin to search the Word for an answer. And you begin to look, and you begin to seek, and you begin to hunt, and it becomes a foremost thing. It's a painful desire, a precious thirst. And it starts down in there, and you just can't rest from it. It don't matter what you do. You might really like to do this certain thing, and you might go try to do that certain thing, and while you're doing it, that's all that's on your mind. It's just working and thinking. It's a pressure. It's something driving. But oh my, when you finally find that thing you're looking for, it doesn't matter what has to go if you know, hey, that's it. That's what I want. That's what I seen for me. You're willing to get rid of it all. And that's kind of how this scripture was. Just think of this man as he found that pearl. And it might have been the most precious pearl, the most that a person could ever ask for. And he didn't care. He sold everything that he had to obtain it. He let it go. But here's the 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter and 24th verse. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And that's how it is, saints. When it comes down to it, it don't matter who's with you. When you see that God has showed it to you, Lord, there is something here for me. Whether it be, maybe I need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, or maybe I see a higher height in God. There is something down inside that begins to hunger and pound. You go to bed at night, it's in your thoughts. You rise the next day, it's there.
Amen.
And you know when we go along, and oh my, you know when you get into Christ and you feel that blessing and know that I have received that new birth, there becomes a rest. Amen. And a peace overwhelming you. And you know, but God so predestinated a people that even though they fall into that rest, there's still a drive in them to keep reaching forward. But you know, so many people get so satisfied in thinking that receiving that baptism of the Holy Ghost is coming up to this altar and having hands laid on you and feeling that anointing and feeling that shaking of the power of God, and it'll be the genuine anointing that might come down on you. And they think they received the new birth. And oh my, they think, oh, it's all over now. I've got it. I've done and got it. And there's no change to their life. There's no nothing to tell. Nothing that they lose their peace then when they leave the door. They don't have no settledness. But oh my, there is a genuine feeling of the new birth. There is a genuine walk with the Lord. But as you look at this, let's turn over here to Mark the 10th chapter and read a little situation that happened here, just to kind of, after Jesus used this parable of this selling all you have. And you know, I look around today and we live in a land of plenty and we have all we want. But God sent, He's coming back. As we sang the little song, I am coming back for a bride. But I wonder if we don't become dull of that and just kind of, we're going to church. I believe the word. I know I'm following a fivefold minister. I know I'm walking with the Lord. And I know I've got the truth. But does every word line up in my heart and life? Every word. You know, here in Mark the 10th chapter, let's just read this. It's beginning about the 17th verse. Amen. It says, and when he was gone forth into the way, there come one running and kneeleth down and ask him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. And thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, all of these have I observed from my youth. And then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, but one thing thou lackest. Just one thing, because that's all he lacked was one thing. Go thy way and sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come, take up thy cross and follow me. And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. He just couldn't sell out to the Lord. He just couldn't turn loose of his own ideas, his own wants, his own desires. He just couldn't give it up. It was just too great what he wanted in life. But oh my, let's turn over here to Luke, the 19th chapter. Look at another little situation. Hey man, you know, he come asking, what do I need to do? But let's look at this little gentleman here. He didn't come asking nothing. And Jesus, 19th chapter, book of Luke. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into the sycamore tree for to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, and he looked up and he saw him, and he said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Our brother mentioned a lot of things there the other night. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, half of my goods I'll give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is to come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. And he came looking for me. You got to see yourself in those scriptures, saints. And there's many that fits both scriptures. Both pertain. Some just won't give it up. They just can't. But look at where God intervened. Look where God came on the scene. It was a predestinated heart down in there. And oh my, the Lord didn't have to tell him, your riches are going to hinder you. No, he was ready. And it wasn't so much the riches, but he wanted to be right. He didn't care. He didn't care if he had to give up his wealth. He didn't care if he had to give up a little bit of fame, a little bit of fellowship, a little bit of this or that. He didn't care. His whole thing was, Lord, I want to be right. And that's where it's come down to today. Do we want to be right with God, or do we just want to look right in the eyes of man? And hold in our hearts, we don't have to say anything, but we float along. Oh, I believe this message, and I believe this word, and I believe that, but it never comes alive in our hearts. And we see we're lacking, and we never fess up to it and say, Lord, I've got room to climb. There's a higher height for me, Lord. And we float along, and we float along, and we come to church, and we come home. We come in, we raise our hands, and we sing song service. But I don't wonder if just a little bit of our fire is just kind of glowing down just a little bit. You know, just kind of starting to get a little dim. Oh, nobody else wants to follow this message, and nobody else wants to do this. But we're right, and you're just kind of getting a rut. The devil tells you, you're okay, don't worry about it. God's coming back to get that little bride, and you're going to be in it. But there should be a drive in our hearts. Amen. A fire burning down on the inside. Amen. A longing. Yeah. Crying out, Lord, take me to those higher heights. You know, we know that the Lord is going to do signs and wonders through that little bride somewhere on this earth. There's going to be someone fulfill these scriptures. Why? Because he said these signs would follow them. It don't mean everybody's going to have these signs, but he also told us that this, in Matthew 24:24, that it would be so close because many would come with great signs and wonders, but they won't have no life. But there's going to be somebody that's going to have a life, and they're going to be humble. They're going to be way down here. But God's going to vindicate every scripture to be true. Amen. And am I crying out to be one of them? And you know, it can be as simple as being led by the Spirit of God. Amen. To simply, the Spirit speak to your heart and you move by the Spirit just like Philip done. Amen. And go to someone and say the right word at the right time. Amen. And nobody ever know you done that. Amen. Nobody ever know you fulfilled that scripture, but God's seen it. And it's a confirmation to your heart when you can see God lead you to do that and then watch God in return vindicate the word and make it come to pass. Amen. Oh, my saints, do we hunger for that? Am I crying out to God, Lord? Praise. You know, we might stand in a crowd of a million people. Is there one person in that million people that I can help? Someone, Amen. Lord, that you can lead me to help, Lord, in this life. Hallelujah. Somewhere. Or is it that, don't worry, I don't care. You know, it's what's burning in my heart. Do I want to see the work of God finished, or am I just a so-called Christian going to church? You know, you can hear all the word that's just perfectly right. Yeah. But if you ain't right and in tune with the Holy Spirit, it won't do you no good. It'll just fly right over you. And oh my, I pray that each time we get a chance to come in those doors, we come in a humble, contrite spirit asking, Lord, it's my turn tonight. And I can't help it, as we come through the door, I was praying, Lord, pour your Holy Spirit out on me. Lord, I need a refilling tonight of your precious Holy Spirit. Let me feel those reviving, refreshing rain. It's me that came in that door tonight. I figured I'd probably be ministering, but that's not the purpose. I come through that door. Lord, let that Holy Spirit so saturate my heart. Let it so saturate each heart, Lord, that it would just be so refreshing, so reviving. And as the sister got up and sang the little song, oh my, you can just feel the anointing on it. Amen. And that's a question to ask each one of us. Is my fire burning down just a little too low? Have I become just a little too self-righteous because I've got the word? Because I know so much? Because I've been in this message so long? But oh my, we ought to be so humble and crying out to God daily. I don't know about you, but I see that I need him more today than I did yesterday. And oh my, I want him to fill me so to overflowing. You know, when you stop and look back and you read, and it's been read many, many times, of the power that came down in the upper room. That's not a story that happened. And I believe that with all of my heart. And it can happen today if a people will get in the right condition. One mind and one accord. And praying and asking God to move in their midst.
Amen.
It can still happen. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what I want. Lord, don't let me get out of tune, Lord. You know, things happen in life. Jobs come and family and many things. And it's just so easy to get befuddled and get off track and get away from where God's trying to lead us. But oh my, I pray each one of us, maybe if nothing else, will take this home tonight and just think a little bit. Lord, if I slacked off. Lord, if I back down just a little bit, as I know our brother had mentioned some things last Thursday evening. But oh my, it's the Holy Spirit trying to tell us he's wanting to move and we're just being a little bit slowful. Could it be? I don't know, but I had to pray, oh God, fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And set me on fire. Hallelujah. You know, glory. Let me see here. I believe it's over here in Hebrews, the 4th chapter. If you want to turn there, you can, but it's, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Oh Lord, open my eyes of understanding to your precious word.
Amen.
Lord, that it'll make the change in my heart and in my life. When you totally realize this is something you can't do yourself. You cannot live a life that's pleasing to God. You cannot in yourself see any of this come to pass. But God in you can bring every word of this scripture to life and make it live. And that's what I pray tonight. You know, Lord, let it burn so in me. Let it burn greater. I pray that it's something that we're all feeling a more of a press. You know, it's not about always jumping and shouting. But it's all about being in the Spirit of the Lord, feeling his presence, whether it be a jumping, shouting service or just a regular service. But I want to feel that presence and know he's with me. He's right there, always mindful, always ready. And I want to know that I'm in tune with that, that if he speaks, that I'll hear him and be able to move. And that's kind of the thing. Have we lost that vision that God is still wanting to use you, me, anyone sitting here tonight? We each one have a purpose. We just didn't get called to be a church goer. God called you to be a predestinated bride of Jesus Christ. And it don't matter what he called you to be in that bride. You want to be the best you can. And whenever he speaks, you know, I think of the little collar lady that knelt down and prayed for her son. And the Lord showed her that that parson was going to come by. But she was in the spirit and she was praying. She was crying out to God. And are we still crying out to God, or have we kind of, and it's so easy. It's so easy to look around and see some of the mess and just think, oh my, just forget it. But God still is calling.
Amen.
And it may not be whoever you would think, and that's why we must lean upon the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
To lead and to guide which way to go, which way to turn.
That's right.
Oh my, but You've got to be willing and you've got to want it. It's got to be something you're willing to sell out whatever's hindering you from reaching that place to get there.
Amen.
Whatever it is. And it's so easy. As I said, you know, we sometimes we get in a rut and thinking, well, we've got all the word, and that's just a bad rut to get in. Because
yes,
the word's here, but do I have a revelation and fully understand what God wanted for me? Or do I still have somewhat of my own interpretation that's been placed there somewhere along the way that I'm still leaning on and not turning loose of? But oh my, we've got to let go of it all and let God totally wash us clean. Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me see here. I stuck. Amen. I had a quote marked, I thought. Amen. I must have dropped my marker. Hallelujah. Oh, just give me just a second here. I'll find it. But amen. We want to keep moving forward, saints. There's never a place of just standing still. You say, well, you've been in church all your life. You've been serving God for 20 years, and you think there's higher heights for each one of us. We grow. That cow never stops growing from the day it begins to eat. It never stops growing. It's always, as long as it's living, there is always something new growing in that, within that body of that animal. Every day, there's something. More cells here, more muscle there, more protein, whatever it takes to keep it alive and running healthy. There's something growing inside of it. Amen. And it never refuses to eat. It's always there every day at supper time hollering, give me something to eat. You know, you can feed them all you want, and they're still out there just a hollering, I'm hungry. And may we be that way. Lord, I'm hungry. Oh, God, feed me. Amen. You know, people get to where they don't want to eat anything good. They just want to eat that, as Brother Lefter said something about pop coming in church. And that's the way it gets. Everybody likes to drink pop because it's sweet and tastes good. It ain't good for you, and it ain't going to do you any health-wise. That water don't have a whole lot of taste, but it'll do a whole lot for your body. You know, that's truth. And that's the way the word is. If it don't pinch a little bit, it may not taste good when you have to eat it. And it may hurt your flesh and break your pride down a little bit, but it'll do a work that's needed in your heart and life if you'll let it.
Amen.
But you've got to be willing and asking God. You know, so many people, they come to the altar because people ask them to come. And that's fine to come. A crowd moves out and I'll go with the crowd. But if it's not burning in your heart, you're wasting your time.
Amen.
But if there's something down on the inside burning and the Holy Spirit begins to give out a call and you feel it, you better respond to it. I don't care if you have to be the first one in line. I'd be right there. And that's the kind that God will respond to. You don't have to have a hand laid on you. You don't have to have a bunch of brothers gather around you. But go to God, the one and only giver of eternal life. Amen. And watch Him respond. I don't mean He don't still work with the laying on of hands. The Scripture says if any is sick, you let him come. But oh my, you watch God with a predestinated seed. It starts in here.
Amen.
Not just an outward emotion, but it begins on the inside. And it just keeps building. And it just keeps building. And one day it'll consume you and you won't be able to take no more. And you've just got to give over to whatever God wants for you.
Amen.
You've just got to give in. You know, I think oftentimes of our pastor. As he says, you know, and maybe some of you don't understand, but he says, it fell my lot to have to do this. And maybe he sees something in the congregation that's got to be cut out. Something that's in the way. And he don't like to have to get up. And he don't want to have to say nothing about that. But when it starts down on the inside, and it begins to build, it's the Holy Spirit. And God predestinated men to be that way. And it begins to build, and it begins to build. And it's either get rid of it, or he's going to blow up. The Holy Spirit will drive that man to bring the word the way it's got to be brought. For the time and the season that he's in. And he can't help himself. But oh my, when God's behind it, you watch it do exactly the work that it's needed somewhere when it comes. Amen. And it'll line up every time. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. I'm telling you, I've lost that quote. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. But saints, I don't know about you, but I want that fire. I want to be blazing white hot. I don't want to be one that's just kind of cooled off and, oh, I'm just floating along. But, oh, no, I'm reaching forth to new heights. Amen. Every day I want to see it. You know, sometimes, as I said, it's just so easy to get lax and to get settled down and, oh, it's okay. There's so much going on. But, oh, my. Here in, let me see. I believe this is Philippians, I believe. Amen. jotted some of these down a little quick. But Paul here in Philippians, the 3rd chapter and the 13th verse, he says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ." And saints, that's what I pray. Forget what's behind you. Forget whatever it is that's still in your mind. Satan may be battling you with, "Look at this, look at that, look at this, what about that?" It's behind you. Burn that bridge and let's move forward. Amen. No matter what it is, don't look back, but look ahead. Look where God is trying to take you. And give Him a chance to take you there, but you've got to be willing to yield and to totally give yourself over to Him and say, "Lord, it's against all I know, and it's against whatever I think and how I feel about the situation. But Lord, You said You would lead and guide if I would but put my trust in You. And if you'll just one time give Him that opportunity, He'll lead you right in to where He wants you to be."
Amen.
But you've got to be willing to go. You've got to be willing to give. You've got to be willing to feel that in your heart. "Lord, not my will, but Thine be done." God still knows how to break a man down. He knows how to break your pride. He knows how to break you, bring you to your knees that you will beg and cry out for Him. He knows.
Amen.
Why? How do I know? Because I've been there, saints. Sometimes it didn't always come easy. But by God's grace, I'm still here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With a burning in my heart and a cry to reach out in the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
To see it grow closer to God. Hallelujah. But oh my, I pray that just a little bit of it will rub off on you. Amen.
Amen.
For some reason, I just feel it. You just feel it burning in your heart.
Amen.
"Lord, not my will." Who will go for me? No, I don't know, but I will, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. If you can feel that in your heart and you feel that draw, the Holy Spirit just, "Oh, Lord, here am I."
Amen.
Oh, God, whatever it be, you know. And it's not what you have to think about it or how you say about it, but it's what God will lead you to.
Amen.
You know, Brother Branham, this is in Zacchaeus the Businessman, preached January 21st, 1963. He said, "Zacchaeus come down in a penitent attitude, and he said, 'Lord, if I have cheated any man, I'll pay it back. I'll take my money and I'll give to the poor.' See, he had already found that pearl great price. He had found something that was more than his business. He had found something, that something. And all men tries to achieve something. But if you lose eternal life, what all your achievement done for you? The greatest treasure that a man can find is to find release."
Amen.
And there's nothing greater than just getting in that ocean of His love and then the precious Holy Spirit and just letting Him have His way and take you over. Oh, my saints, it's real. Hallelujah. But oh, my, are we hungry for that? Or have we just kind of let that slip? Well, we got all this other stuff going on right now. Brother Dion's been preaching on all these other things, and I kind of forgot that the Word had been coming on those things. Are we in tune? What if Sunday the Holy Spirit says it's time? Have I done and forgot everything that's been brought? Or is it still in my mind when I lay down at night? "Lord, You said." Oh my, saints, where's it at? Amen.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, sisters, can come to the instruments. Very simple, very short. But I just pray that something we can think about.
Amen.
And maybe it'll cause us to come in Sunday with a little different attitude. And maybe the Lord might be able to do something for us.
Amen.
Or the Lord might still do something for us tonight if you want Him to.
Amen.
It's up to you. He's
Lord.
Here.
Yes.
Amen. He answered my prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my, I felt Him. I sat back here on that bench and you could just feel the presence of the Holy Spirit just move right through.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. I'd like to sing this little chorus if we can. Showers of Blessings. Amen. And listen to these words. We're just going to go straight through it. It's on page 36 if you want the words. There shall be showers of blessings. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessings,
showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops around us are falling, but for the showers we plead, there shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain, showers of blessings, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops around us are falling, but for the showers we plead, there shall be showers of blessing. Send them upon us, O Lord. O grant to us now a refreshing. Come and now honor thy word. For the showers we plead, there shall be showers of blessings. Oh, that today they might fall. Now, as to God, we're confessing, amen, as on Jesus we call, amen. Showers of blessings we need. Oh, mercy drops around us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Yes, amen. Do you want to feel those showers? Oh, my, it's a reviving, a refreshing. Amen. Do you need a reviving in your heart? Do you need to feel the presence of God overwhelm you? Oh my, he's here. And if you want a touch, all you got to do is ask him for it. I can't do nothing. Our pastor can't do nothing, but it's an individual affair. And if I want a touch from him, I've got to ask him for it. If there's something I need in my life, in my heart, that's as we raised our hands prior with a need, a request. Was it truly burning? I'm raising my hand because I know God's going to meet it. Well, he's here to meet it if you want him to. All you got to do is reach out and touch him. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. My, so real. Glory to his name. Setting young. Amen. Sing it again. Hallelujah. Set me on fire with your power from above. Set me on fire with your precious holy love. It's my desire. Oh, I want the world to see your love burning through me. Set me on fire. Amen. If you can go down just a little bit. Amen. Set me on. Help us, Brother Kevin. Amen. Fire with your power from above. Set me on fire with your precious holy love. It's my desire. Oh, I want the world to see your love burning through me. Set me on fire. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Pastor, come, let's sing that little chorus. Flow through me, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Flow through me, Holy Spirit. Flow through me.
Flow through me, Holy Spirit.
Say kind things to each other. Amen. You can't think no evil. No, not when the Holy Spirit's moving down through your heart. Everything is just right. Everything's just the way God wants it to be. Why? Because it's His Holy Spirit. Amen. And may we all want that Holy Spirit to flow through our heart all the time. Not just here. Every moment of our life. When you got that flowing through your heart and through your life, that's why you have peace through the day. That's why you have joy through the day. That's why there's a praise that you can ring out of your heart during the day. Just begin to worship Him and praise Him and sing songs. Make a melody in your heart unto the Lord. Amen. Why? Because the Holy Spirit moves in our heart. Oh my, I pray that will be burning in our hearts tonight while you spoke on. Set me on fire. Set me on fire. You know, as we've said before, think about it. Just another minute before we close. Think about fire. You take and you can pan for gold. But what good is it unless you put the heat to it? Put the fire to it and melt it and make it into something. That fire does a lot of good. You take a good old, maybe a thick steak that's cut. That steak ain't worth eating until the fire has been put to it. Oh, yeah. You take the vanilla bean. There's nothing to a vanilla bean until you put the heat to it. That's right. You take silicon sand. Ain't much good, but you put the heat to it and you'll make glass out of it. Look what heat can do. Oh my, look what the fire of God can do. He can turn us into something good. If the Holy Spirit will come down, that Holy Ghost fire come down and kill out that old worldly nature. Oh my, then it'll turn us into something good. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. No wonder we ought to sing, Lord, set me on fire. Fire from above. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. He's so precious. Glory to God. Amen. In moments like these, I sing out a song, a love song to Jesus. Amen. We'll be dismissed. In moments like these, I sing out. I sing out a love song to Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of this service, we pray, Lord, that each and every one of us has truly been blessed in the word that was brought tonight. And Lord, I trust that each and every one of us have that press toward the mark of the high prize in Christ Jesus. To press, Lord, press for it. Oh God, knowing there's higher heights for every one of us to climb. I don't care who we are, what our name is, where we came from, how long we've known you, how short a time we've known you. Lord, we all have that opportunity tonight to press toward the prize. Oh God, I pray that you'll just place that in our hearts somehow, Lord, move by the Holy Ghost and place it inside. We can't bring it in ourselves. We can't make it happen. But Lord Jesus, what you put on the inside will make it come to pass. So Lord, we ask that you grant that now. Bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry. And may we come, Lord, with a burning desire in our heart to serve you, to love you, to obey you, Lord. Oh God, and to see you move in our hearts, in our midst. Lord, let us not get satisfied with just a traditional service, but oh God, to see the moving of the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, knowing that you're more than able, Father, you just help us to get us in the right position for it, Lord. Help us, oh God. Help us to submit unto thee. In Jesus' name, our Savior, we ask. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's been good to be here.
Amen.
I love him. Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen. That's good. I love him too. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. God bless you. You're all dismissed. Oh God, we meet again together. Amen. Glory.